Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Beis. Yuma Yerushalmi Daf Beis. And we ended off with a question of Reish Lakish on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, yesterday we started off the Mesechta, Baruch Hashem, we had a Haskala, and the Mesechta starts off with the Halacha of the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. For a week before Yom Kippur, he is kept in the Kodesh Kadashim. We had the Lashon on Daf Aleph, that there's a difference between the Hafrasha that takes place for the Kohen of the Paraduma, right? That is for Tahara purposes, and the Kohen Gadol, which is more for Kedusha purposes. That's the language of the Gemara. The Zafrasha, so Bekedusha, that was the Lashon on Aleph Mabes, that this Hafrasha is for Kedusha purposes, but we know he separates, but the Makar that's given, it sounds like a Dindaraisa, the Makar that's given is from the Miluim, from the 7 days of the Miluim, before Aaron HaKohen became the Kohen Gadol, or that's how he became the Kohen Gadol, that's the Makar. That's what Gemara said. It's interesting that if you learn Paraduma and Yom Kippur, both from the same Pasuk, shouldn't they both be Ma'akev? Right, that was the question that was asked by Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. So let's read that again towards the bottom. Reish Lakish ben Reshim Lakish boy kumi Rabbi Yochanan. Ima ayla miluim ma'akev. If shiva simei miluim, that's ma'akev. That prisha saaf siyoshanu yom kippur ma'akev. So the prisha that's needed before the avoda of the seir of Yom Kippur should also be ma'akev. And yet, as we saw, the Pnei Moshe said, it's not, you know, that from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that the backup Kohen Gadol could take over if need be, and he didn't have Prisha. So you see that the Prisha is not Ma'akev. So that's where Reish Lakish is Kasha from Rabbi Yochanan. V'makabel minei. So what did that mean? Either, and he accepted the Kasha, he didn't have an answer. Or it's a lead into the next point. He accepted it. And the following. Min ma'damar Rabbi Mana. V'timiyani, from the fact that Rabbi Mana said, I wonder, Hecher Shimon Lakish Masav Kumi Rabbi Yochanan v'makabel minei. How did Reish Lakish ask the Kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, his brother-in-law, his Rebbe, and he accepted it? V'sivine, why didn't he ask the following question? Right? There's a question that Rabbi Yochanan could have said back to, meaning an answer that he could have given back to Reish Lakish. What is that? Lo matzanu davar ma'akev lamad, midavar sheina ma'akev. V'davar sheina ma'akev lamad, midavar sheina ma'akev. Plenty of times we have limudim. Not every lamad and malamed have to be the same thing. Sometimes you can have a malami that's ma'akev and a lama that's not ma'akev, or vice versa. So what that the malami here is the Shivas Himei Miluim where it was ma'akev, and the lamaid is Yom Kippur, which is not ma'akev, that's okay. Where do you see examples of that? The Gemara is going to quote three examples where you have limudim, that one is ma'akev, one's not ma'akev. Umalak v'hiktir, that's malika. Malika, we know, is the quote-unquote shchita of the carbon ha'of. And it's a very different act, right? Regular shchita of chulin we do from the neck, and then the malika we do from the back of the neck, from the head, and we break the bone there. And we do it with a fingernail, not with any sharp instrument. So malika, umalak v'hiktir. So the pasuk, we have in this pasuk, in the beginning of a yikra, we have those two verbs in the same pasuk. That's a hekesh, right? What does the pasuk say? V'kriva kohen ala mizbeach. The Kohen brings the bird close to the Mizbeach. Umalak es rosho, and does Malika to his head. There's no English word for Malika. Malika is just the word that means shechting the carbon of. Umalak es rosho, he maliks the head. V'hikter ha-mizbecha, and then he burns it on the Mizbeach. So we see, v'nimsa dam ocher Mizbeach, and then he squeezes the blood on the wall of the Mizbeach. So you see Malika and Akhtar are next to each other. So the Gemara says, and now we flip these two words, ma haktara barosh ha-mizbeach, just like haktara, where do you burn the animal? On the Mizbeach. That's where the fire is. So af Malika barosh ha-mizbeach. It's not clear in the Pasuk that you have to do Malika barosh ha-mizbeach. Right? Where do you do Shchita? Shchita is done on the floor of the Azara. Right? At the Kachi Kachim on the north side, and Kachi Kalim anywhere. Malika, where's that done? So the Gemara is a drasha, because Malik and Haktar are in the same pasuk v'hekish, just like Haktar is done on the top of the Mizbeach, so too the Malika. Right before you burn it, you do it on the top of the Mizbeach. And so you learn Malika from Haktara, and yet Malika Ma'keves and Haktara Ma'keves. And yet Malik, if you don't do Malika, it's not a kasha karban. If you don't burn, Haktara say Murin is never Ma'akev. Anything you have to burn on the Mizbeach is never Ma'akev. Zrikas could be Ma'akev. Shchita Kabbalah Holacha Zrika. Shchita is ma'akev, zrika is ma'akev. Maybe not all the zrikas, That's the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai, I think, in Maseches Vachim. Right, Beis Shammai says, you know, what the minimum zrikas are. You know, usually it's so we pass like Beis Hillel, one, even for a chatos, even one, but you need some zrika. So you see here, Malika you learn from Akhtara, even though Malika is Ma'akev and Akhtara is not Ma'akev. So one example. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that back to Rish Lakish? You see, just because one's Ma'akev, one's not, doesn't mean that you can't learn it. There is a interesting discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Yosef Engel has this in Asvin Daraisa Klal Aleph. The first piece in Klal Aleph. So we know if I would do Malika to a chulin animal, Bisman Azeh, that's Nevela. That's if the animal was just killed. That's not a Shechita. It's Nevela. So when the Torah says that you do Malika to a carbon bird, does that mean it's Nevela, but the Torah says you're allowed to eat it? Right? Or do we say, no, it's not Nevela. This is the Shechita of a carbon bird. Right? How do you, and there could be nafkaminas to that. What's a nafkamina? So Rabbi Yosef Engel, fascinating. He quotes from the Gemara in Yuma Daf Samach Dala, the Seir Mishtaleach. Right? That's also, what do you do with the Seir Mishtaleach? You push it off the cliff. Is that its Shechita? Right? Or is that just killing it? Right? Is that its Shechita? So you have the question by Seir Mishtaleach. Maybe this is what you're supposed to do to this, just like you do Malika to this and you do Seir Mishtaleach to that. And what about the Egla Arufa? Right? You break the neck of the cow, of the calf, the Egla Arufa. So Egla Arufa, Seir Mishtaleach, Malika, by all those three, you're not doing a regular Shechita. So Lamai Nafgamina, the Gemara says, what if you shechted the mother of the Seir HaMishtaleach? You can't push it off the cliff because it's the Isra of Osov Ezbeno. Unbelievable. Right? So that's Shechita. He says, that's a Shechita. V'mshachto imo bo bayom azei asur l'tchoso latzuk davi keshochet Osov Ezbeno bayom achad. Unbelievable. V'ayin zvachin daf ayin amabeis davina gamkin egla arufa da'arifasa zuhi shechitasa. I'll give you another one. Nechira by Midbar, all the years of the desert, according to one opinion, Machlokas Tanoim, they were allowed to kill animals however they wanted. They didn't have to shech the animals. Nechira. Nechira is just killing the animals. So Nechira in the Midbar, was that the Shechita of the Midbar? The Nechira by Midbar, Zui Shechitaso, beginning of Chulin. Va'od, Daf Chav Zayin, Ulafizi Yeshlam Ebbshitis, Duhua Din Ba'ov Kachim, Be'ov Kachim Bifnim. What if you do Shech, if you have a carbon oath? Malikaso zuhi shchitaso, and therefore nilani is daiti. And here's how he formulates it: the kashakasa Torah mitzvah shchita chilkosa. There's a mitzvah called shchita. What? How do you do shchita? Well, it depends. Tibechulin tiemenat savar ubisakin uba of kachim bifnim te shchita biyad. Right? If shchita outside is the one way. Shechita inside of a bird is another way. Umina ore, uba midbar tiyah shechita benachira, uba egla aruf be'egla barifa, uba sari de tchila tzuk. All of those are different shechitas. Ulefize nira, de kemo de b'shochet chulin mina oref einenu shechita klal. If I did chulin from the back of the neck, it's not a shechita at all. Kemochin, if I shechted a bird carbon in the normal way I usually do shechita, that would be an avela. Right? Because that's not how this shechita is supposed to be. Right, that's what it's supposed to be. Maybe there wouldn't be an Israel also that's been no, because you just killed the animal. So again, this is his discussion in Asin Daraisa Klau Aleph. Okay. We continue. So that's one, that's the first limud where you see the limudim aren't exactly parallel. One can be ma'akev and one can be. So our case was just that you learn Malika, which is ma'akev, from Haktara, which is not ma'akev. Next, Tamid. Ne'amar Tamid bechavitin. It says Tamid by the Minchas Chavitin that we spoke a lot about in Shkalim. The special carbon that's brought by the Kohen Gadol every day. And it says Tamid by the Lechem Apanim, by the 12 loaves that are brought every Shabbos. Ma Tamid, again, we're going to flip these. Ma Tamid ha'amr b'lechem apanim shnei masar. Just like the Tamid by Lechem Apanim, there are 12 loaves. Right? That's explicit apostolic in the Chumash. Right? There are 12 loaves, that's in the Chumash. Af Tamid ha'amr b'chavit in shnei masar. So too, this is not mafurish in the Torah. But we learn from the word Tamid, that when the Kohen Gadol, we never spoke about this back in Shkalim, right? The Kohen Gadol, we spoke about how much he has to bring, and he saw her, and he splits it up in half, and then he takes half and makes that half into six loaves. And he brings the six loaves in the morning and six loaves in the afternoon. You learn that from right here. You learn that from the Lechem Apanim. Lechem Apanim Ma'akev in Chavitim Ma'akeves. Even though having 12 for the Lechem Apanim is Ma'akev. If you have 11 loaves, the whole thing is puzzle. You need all 12. But chavita is not makeves. Even if you're missing some chavitin, it's okay. It's kosher. Right? So therefore, again, you learn lechem apanim You learn chavitin from lachem apanim, something that's not ma'akev from something ma'akev. That's the opposite direction, right? From the first one. The Ar Sameach points out that the Rambam does not quote this halacha. He thinks that maybe there's a Bavli that argues that maybe the chavitin are ma'akev. Right, never quotes that the chavit, the 12 chavit are not ma'akev. The Ar Sameach assumes that maybe there's a he thinks there's a Bavli that argues. But the Rambam to quote, the two Rambams that we should quote is the 12 and the 12. He adds the Rambam in Tmidin Musafin Perakei. The Rambam he quotes also in Meneches Besach Lenachis Shnei Hasadarim Ma'akvin Zedzeh. The two columns, the two Sadarim, the six and the six are ma'akev each other. Right, you have to, if you're missing any, that's a problem. They split it up. The case of Matan and Shalechem, how do you do it? And he talks about exactly how you put it, but he talks about the 12, right? And they're Ma'akiv Zedzeh. If you look, that's in Tmidin Musafin. Interesting thing about the structure. The Rambam puts Chavite Kohen Gadol in Maisa Karbanos. He says, Karban Minchas. Let me tell you how to do a Karban Mincha, the Rambam says. In Perek Shloshas, in the 13th Perek of Maaser Karbanos, it's a Mitzvah Zaseh, Karban Mincha. The Rambam passes all Karban Minchas are one Mitzvah. Mitzvah Zaseh Lasso is called Mincha Kemitzvasa. Hamur Batorah. How do you do Karban Minchas? So what's the first one the Rambam talks about? Chavite Kohen Gadol. That's the first Karban Mincha that he talks about here. So it's interesting. That kind of reflects that he thinks it's a Karban Yachid. Yachid-ish. Because he would put that in Tzmidin, if it's like a Tzibur, so maybe he'll put that in Tzmidin Musaf, and here he's talking about how, you know, personal karbanos go. Maybe he's on Shalem u'makdisho, v'chotzeu b'chatzi yisrn shem mikdash, as we know, you split it in half. Avavi shikrev v'chatzion, even though you're only giving half at a time, einem is kadeshes l'chatzion. You're not makdish it half at a time. As we discussed, you bring it all in the morning, you split it in half. Umevi ima shloshes lug in shemen. You bring 3 lug of oil. Shenemar b'shemen teoser lohosif l'shemen kinischia keves uboel asoles b'shemen. You take the isaron and the 3 lug of oil and you mix it up. V'chol et osav roschen and you scald it. You scald it. It's like frying it, making like a malawach. V'losh mikol chatzi isaron sheish chalos. And from each half of an isaron, you're going to make 6 chalas. Nimsu shtei mezer chalas, so 12 chalas. Va'achas achas hoisa nasis, make it one at a time. V'keis at oseh, mechalik hashlosha lugin b'revias shem emikdash, revias l'kol chala, va'ofe achala ma'at, v'acharka kola osala machvas, kishar revios hashemen, v'ina mevashla, v'chulu, and then you split every choli kochala v'chala, l'shnayim ba'omek, v'shiyakrev chatzi ba'boker, v'chatzi ba'erev. And it sounds like from the Rambam, you have 12 chalas, and you take half of each chala. You don't do 6 in the morning and 6. That's what he says. Chole kol chala v'chala l'shnayim ba'omed k'dei sheyakriv ha'chatzi ba'boker v'ha'chatzi ba'erev. V'lokeach ha'chetzien v'kofa kol echad me'an l'shnayim u'poseis ha'shetimsa kol petita kvu l'shnayim u'makar ha'chetzien v'chatzi komitz v'chulu. That's the Rambam. Says the Ravid. Amar Avram, zulo shamanu v'ein la'shorish b'shum makom she'yachalku kol chala v'chala. Unbelievable. Right? It says you take 6 whole chalas in the morning. And it's to make 12 and split each one. So, how do you get 12? Interesting machlokas. Okay. Let's continue. So that's number 2. That's number 2, the limudim. You have haktara and malika. You have lechem apanim and chavitin. And these are always fun dafyomi dafim because you talk about like many different topics in Shas. So now we have another one. Here we go. Lekicha, lekicha. Nemra lekicha b'Mitzrayim. It says lekicha in Mitzrayim. When it says, right, when you have to put the things on the doorway. Ulekachtem lachem agudas ezov. Yigatam lamashka v'ashtem mezuzos. So there it says, there's an aguda. The ulekachtem agudas ezov. So it says lekicha b'mitzrayim and emra lekicha b'lulav, and of course it says lekachtum lachem by yamarisha by lulav. Malekicha amur b'mitzrayim aguda. Just like in Mitzrayim, it has to be in a aguda, in a bundle. Af lekicha amur b'lulav aguda. So too the lekicha by lulav requires an aguda. The Karban Eda points out this is like Shitas Reb Yehuda. Lulav sorach eged is ma'akev. So that's what this is. So you're comparing lulav and lelekicha Mitzrayim, lulav ma'akev Mitzrayim, ain't a ma'akevus. Right, the lulav is ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass him like that. Mitzrayim ain't a ma'akevus, but Mitzrayim was not ma'akev. If they didn't do that, it would be okay. So that's the third example. So harei masanu davar ma'akev lamad midavar she'ein ma'akev, davar she'ein ma'akev lamad midavar ma'akev. So this is all what Rabbi Yochanan could have answered Reish Lakish. When Reish Lakish says, how could you learn out the prisha of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur? From the miluim was ma'akev, Yom Kippur is not ma'akev. What's the difference? So one's ma'akev, one's not ma'akev. You know, why can't there's three examples here where you have one that's ma'akev and one that's not ma'akev. So that's the question that the Gemara asks. Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara says here, by Eged, Lulav Sarach Eged, he passes that as a din, Me'ikir Hadin, and it's ma'akev. We don't paskin that way, as I said. What do we paskin? Like the Chachamim. Lulav Ein Sarach Eged. Lulav Ein Sarach Eged. It does not need an Eged, but the Gemara says, in more than one place in Sukkah, Yud Aleph Amud Beis is one of them, in the Bavli, that we paskin, like there are the Chachamim, Mitzvah La'agdo. Even though it's a Lulav Ein Sarach Eged, but there's a mitzvah l'chachila to be oge the lulav, right? That's the Gemara Yud Aleph Amud Beis in Sukkah. La'olam Rabbanan hiu mishum shenemar zekeli v'anveyu hisna elafanu b'mitzvahs, right? Because if hider mitzvah, there's l'chachila to be oge the lulav, even though it's not ma'akev. And the ritva right here, crucial ritva, Sukkah Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the ritva says here, you learn from here that hider mitzvah is a din d'rabbanan. Din d'rabbanan, why? Because the ritva says, and the Tosfos says this in Gittin Daf Gimel and a couple of other Rishonim, you can never have a din daraisa that's only lechachila. You can never have a din daraisa. If it's a din daraisa, Hashem says, this is what you need to do. What do you mean, lechachila? Hashem says, do it. A din derabbanan, you could say, you know, try to do it. The Rabbanan say, try to do it. If you didn't do it, you didn't do it. So the Ritva says, unbelievable. Right here, the fact that the Rabbanan say that hider mitzvah is only lechachila, it must be that it is a din derabbanan. That's the Ritva. Pirish, delekla meimar de mitzvah la'ogdo l'chadchilu min ha-Torah, ela di'eved im lo'agdo kasher, da'kol bid'araisa, o shani la'bein l'chadchilu min b'di'eved. That's the Tosfos' shita in Gittin also. U'parkinan da'haynu mitzvah midrabanan, mishum zekei levi anvei, it's not the fundamental mitzvahs. The Ritva says that here, the Ritva says that elsewhere as well, wherever you have a din l'chadchila, it must be only a din drabanan. The Ritva says this also, in Maseches Brachos, the end of Maseches Brachos, the Ritva has Hilchos Brachos. So the Ritva there notes that we know that in benching, most of benching is not about food. The first bracha is about food a little bit, but then the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that one has to mention Malchus Beis David and Bris Milah and Binyan Yerushalayim and Talmud Torah. You have to mention all of those. And if you don't mention those, So the Ritva, Tosfos says, assumes this is in Daraisa, Tosfos in Brachas Daf Chaf, but the Ritva says in Ilchos Brachas, in Perek Vav, it must be Darabanan, because it's not Ma'akev. If it would be Ma'akev, you could argue on the Ritva and say it is Ma'akev, you could argue on the Ritva and say it's Daraisa, even though it's on the Chachila. But the Ritva says there also, it must be a Din Darabanan, because it is not Ma'akev. There are many questions to ask on this Ritva, or on Tosfos there also, on Daf Gimel. There seems to be the Mishnah Yevamos, Daf Kuf Dalet, the Mishnah Yevamos in the Bavli says, that how do you do chalitza? There are three parts to chalitza: kriyas hapsukim, chalitza, and rakika. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says beferish, kriyas hapsukim is not ma'akev. If you didn't do the kriyas hapsukim, it's not ma'akev. If you didn't do chalitza, it is ma'akev. Rakika is a machlokas tanoim. But either way, you see something. You see the kriyas hapsukim is a din lechadchila. Right? So how could the Rishonim say that? There's no din lechadchila b'di'evet. Right? There's a din. We have this back in Seder Zeraim of being mafresh trumash min hamukaf. It's supposed to be mafresh truma from where it's connected to. Rashi holds that's a din darabanan. Rashi in Gittin daf lamed, but Tosfos here says it's a din daraisa, but it's only lechadchila. Lechadchila min hamukaf. So we find examples of din and daraisa. So how do you get out of this? So again, one approach that could help with some is that maybe it doesn't help for the Ritva, because the Ritva says this by lulav. But it helps by Tosfos. Tosfos says it by Gittin. Tosfos says it by Nesinus Haget. Why does it help? Because there is a Tosfos in Nida Daf Samach Vav. We've mentioned this Tosfos, where Tosfos says there can never be a Chadchila and B'dieved by a Matir. If the Torah says you have to do this to become Mutter, there can't be a Chadchila and B'dieved. That's what Tosfos asks. Why don't we say, right, the Gemara there talks about Royal B'Yas Mayim. If I go to the mikvah, I can't have anything stuck between my teeth. I have to floss my teeth before I go to the mikvah. But I don't have that. Why? Because it has to be roy for the water to get in. But I don't have to have my mouth open. I don't have the water to go into my mouth. It has to be roy l'bias mayim. Says Tosfos, why don't you say that it's l'charchila to actually have mayim? L'charchila to open your mouth and your eyes. So Tosfos says it can't be that that's a l'charchila. Because you never find by a matir a l'charchila. Do this l'charchila to be matir. But yeah, but if you didn't, it's okay. No, no. Matir is, you do this, it's mutir. If you don't do this, it's asr. So certain mitzvahs are defined as matirim. So maybe by those mitzvahs, that's what Tosfos says, by gittin, by get, you could say it's a matir. You can't say lulav is a matir. Lulav is not a matir anything. Right? So that's why it would be harder to say it for the ritva. So the ritva has to give a different type of answer. Benching is not a matir. Berchas anen, it might be a matir. But berchas amazon is not a matir. Okay. But anyway, this is, exciting, material. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara. So in the middle, right here, Bezim and Aleph, right towards the middle. Harib Shimon and Lakish, Makshi, Lazarish. Lakish asked this. So he said, oh, you can't learn Prisha from, you can't learn Prisha from the Miluim. So where does he learn it from? Minhein, Maisi, Lar, Shimon, and Lakish. So where does Reish Lakish learn the journey of Prisha from, Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol? Kahada, Detani, Rabbi Shmuel. Bezos, Yavar, and Alakodesh, Ba'amur, Be'inyan. With this process, will Aaron go into the Kodesh on Yom Kippur? So what do you mean with this? With what's said in that context? Ma omor binyan, what's said there? Ma frishno so kol shiva, meaning what's said there? That you separate, we'll see, where does it say you have to separate 7 days? Va'omeid, wait, because it's talking about the miluim, because we're going to say in a second, because what does it say in Achreimos? Bezos yava Aaron? Achreimos shnei b'nei Aaron, which happened by, right, which was connected to the miluim. So the miluim is mentioned in here. So we're going to end up saying Reish Lakish has the same problem, but let's keep reading it first. Mafrish knows kol shiva, the oved kol shiva, and he does the avoda. Right, we're going to get to later on. The Kohen Gadol practices the avoda during those 7 days. Umechanich knows kol shiva, and that is mechanich, and that makes him into the Kohen Gadol. So avzeh so too by Yom Kippur. Mafrish knows kol shiva, ovi kol shiva, umechanich knows kol shiva. So says the Gemara, v'chi amar hu b'inyan. Is miluim mentioned in the Achreimos? Ella mikivon shemisas bnei Aaron amura beinyan. Since what does it say at the beginning of Achreimos? Achreimos shnei bnei Aaron. That's why it's called Parshas Achreimos. V'lo meisu ella b'miluim, and they died only in the miluim. And the Torah feels the need to put this into the Yom Kippur context. Kemoshu amar beinyan. So it's keilu said here. So it's keilu the miluim are mentioned in the context of Kaddish of Yom Kippur. So before we continue for a second, the line said just like by the miluim. Mafrish noso kol shiva, v'oved kol shiva. So that's a tzarech iyan. Because the pashup shat of the psukim is that Aaron HaKohen didn't do any avoda during the Shiva Simei Miluim. It was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu practiced, right? Moshe Rabbeinu acted like the Kohen Gadol for a week, and then on day 8, Aaron HaKohen became the Kohen Gadol. But the Gemara here says, beferish, oved kol shiva. Does that really mean it? It sounds that way from a Rashi in Yuma Daf Hamad Aleph. Rashi and Yuma Hamad Aleph sounds like Aaron HaKohen did the avoda during the Shiva Simei Miluim. He says, "Kishimemanen oso bakuna gadola velovei shmona begadim b'shas avoda." That when you anoint a Kohen Gadol, he wears the begadim and he gets anointed during the avoda. So the Rishash in the back, Rishmol Strauss, and right here on that Rashi, Hamad Aleph in Yuma. So the Rishash says, "Is my Rishash?" Here says the Rishash, "Lo yodeh hecha ksiva b'miluim sheshimshu halomashma shaparshios titzava avasiya demoshe levado shimesh behen." Right, that's the Rishash. And who else? The Gvuras Ari. You know, the Shagas Aryeh has two svarim on Seder Moed. He has the Gvuras Ari on Yuma Tainus and Makos. That's not Moed. And he has the Turei Aven on Megillah and others. So says the Gvuras Ari, right? He has the Turei Aven on, what is that? Rosh Hashanah, Chagiga, and Megillah. Rosh Hashanah, Chagiga, and Megillah. So he also asks, what's from Rashi? Mashmi Pirusha, Sharibuy Enu Alakisha Mishamesh, Ba'osan Chespagadim. So the Gvuras Ari says that what's Rashi talking about? Kasha, or you look at the Psukim, and even the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav and Tainus Yad Aleph. He says the Gemara asks, which begadim did Moshe wear during the Shiva Simei Miluim? Did he wear the Big Day Kohen Gadol or not? And there's a lot of lumdis. Is that because our begadim it did in the avoda? He was doing the avoda, or is it did in the Kohen? He's not a Kohen, but he's doing the Avodah. But the Gemara clearly says, what Bogadim did Moshe wear during the Shavas Mayim Bidlam? So he says the verse where he says at the end, V'yesh Lomar, Vadai. No, it must be that he was just wearing it without Avodah. Rashi's talking about in future generations. During the Yemimi Luim, he wore it without Avodah. But for Avoladoros, the Efshar Bavoda, Yesh Lakaim Shidas Rashi. Dein Ribui Ela Bavoda Im Halavisha. Umidi Dahavi Kachola Kalem Shasa Moshe, the Mashiach and the Kachon, Mikan Ve'elach, Avodasan, Machan Chasan. So that's the Gvuras Ari. Okay, so we continue now. So the Gemara says now. So Reish Lakish had this Kachon of Yochanan, and therefore we said, where does Reish Lakish know it from? He knows it from Yom Kippur, but isn't it from the Miluim too? So you have the same question he has on Reyo? So the less sofei the reshim and lakish mishmeinei minadin karya. Does he learn it from the same pasuk? So Gemara says you're right. Ela keinish deshama milei umakshilei. Reish Lakish wasn't really arguing. He was just saying this is like this bothers me. But it wasn't like he was going to come up with a different makar. He was saying it bothers me. But you know what the answer is? It shouldn't bother you because there are many examples of ma'akev and ma'akev. Amar Reb Yosi Barbun. Time of the reshim and lakish. Maybe there's another source. Maybe Reish Lakish really was arguing. This is a different source. Har Sinai. Vayishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. But the kvod Hashem was on Har Sinai. Uma Moshe lo nichnas selafnayv lefnim. Achin is kadosh banan shol kol shiva. As the psukim describe, Moshe Rabbeinu was called by Hashem after 7 days. So just like Moshe, af Aaron lo nichnas lefnim. Achin is rabbi shana mishkal kol shiva. So just like Moshe at Har Sinai, so too the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. Fine. Al daitid Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who learned it from the Miluim. Lama misas bnei. So according to Reish Lakish, the Mises Bnei Aaron were mentioned in Yom Kippur to compare it to the Miluim. Rabbi Yochanan learns it straight from Gzeir Shava. So according to him, why did Nadav and Avihu have to be mentioned? Lama Mises Bnei Aaron Amur Beinyan V'lo Meso Ela B'Miluim. Why do you have to mention Achremos Shnei Bnei Aaron in the Yom Kippur context? Amar Bchia Bar Ba Bnei Aaron Bechad Bnei San Mesu. Lama who maskir misasim yom kippurim lamedcha shekashem shi yom kippurim mechaper al Yisrael chach misasim sol tzadikim mechaberes al Yisrael. Just like Yom Kippur is mechaper, so too misas tzadikim are mechaper. And even though Mefarshim spend a lot of time figuring out the chait of the Adav and Avihu, they did something wrong, eish zara, but according to many, it was a, so to speak, an avir al shem shemayim, they were wrong, and they were killed for it. But they were still tzaddikim. They were still tzaddikim, right? Bikrovaya Kadesh. They were still tzaddikim. We don't have time to go into it fully, but if you look at the first Meshachachma in Achremos, it's 6 columns long. But if you look in the Meshachachma, there he talks about, he starts off with, Yerushalmi Parakama Deyuma. He quotes this line. What is the connection between the Kapara of Yom Kippur and the Kapara of Misa Tzaddikim? And he talks there about 3 worlds in space and in time and in body. Look there. He talks about in space. He talks about this physical world with people and animals, and then he talks about the sun and the moon and the stars. And then he talks about the angels, the 3 worlds, and Hashem on top. And he talks about we are mashpia and mushpa, and the middle world. We are mashpia a little bit on them, like if we like the rain is affected by mitzvahs and averus, but it's mashpia much more on us. And the upper world, we're not mashpia on anything. And then he talks about the 3 parts of the Beis Hamikdash. And the 3 types of tzaddikim, but he ends up talking about how there's a parallel between Yom Kippur and tzaddikim. But feel free, that's the first piece of the Meshech Chachma. Amar Biba Barbina, Lama Samach HaKazem, he says Miriam the Parshas Par. Why was Miriam's death mentioned in Parshas Chukas right next to Paraduma? What's it doing there? But again, doesn't Paraduma belong in Sefer VaYikra? Why is it there? Lilamit, and we discussed in the past, Rav Soloveitchik says, what's Paraduma doing there? Lilamitcha shekashem she'efer parah mechaperes ha'Yisrael, kach matzil z'mishal tzadikim mechaperes ha'Yisrael. Just like Paraduma is mechaper, so too Misa tzadikim is mechaper. So it's interesting, you think about the differences. What's the difference between Paraduma as the parallel versus Yom Kippur as the parallel? 2 different types of parallels that we can think about. Amar Yudin bar Shalom, lama samachal kazim, he says, Aaron l'shibra aluchos. Why is that? Are they mentioned together? Moshe l'shibra aluchos, where the pasuk says in the beginning of Devarim Perek Yud. Psalacha, and right afterwards it talks about Aaron died. L'lameitcha, shemisas and shol tzadikim, kash l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishibra luchos. The death of tzadikim is like the breaking of the luchos. And once we're talking about Aaron's death, ksiv, u'bnei Yisrael, nasu mi'veres b'nei Yakon Mosera, shah meis Aaron. Aaron died in Mosera. V'chi Mosera meis Aaron. V'lo b'hara har meis. Aaron died in hara har. Hadu d'ksiv, ayal Aaron ha-kohen el har ha-har api Hashem, ba'yam Hashem. Ela mi'kivan, shemeis Aaron. No, but the problem is, Rashi quotes this, if you remember in Bamidbar, when Aaron died, the Anani HaKavod left. Like the Gemara in Tainas Daf Tes. We have the three people, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. We're Zochen to the three. Moshe was the man, Aaron was the Anani HaKavod, Miriam was the Be'er. When Aaron died, Anani HaKavod left. So the nations all heard about it. It's like Anani HaKavod. So the Kananim started attacking us. Hadu Dechziv. Aishmak HaKananim Melech Arad. Yoshev HaNegev. The king of Arad heard. Kiba Yisrael Derech HaAsarim. They came to Derech HaAsarim. Vayilachem Yisrael. He starts fighting. Mao Derech HaAsarim. What's Derech HaAsarim? Kimeis HaTayar HaGadol. The one who led us. Sheyatar Lamez HaDerech. Meaning the Anani HaKavod. Bishchus Aaron. Uvoven Isgarbohem. So they came and started attacking Bnei Yisrael. And the Jews were scared. They started running back. They went back to Mosera. They went back eight. And Sheva Levi ran after them. Stop it. Don't run away. And there was a civil war. Rachman al-Litzlan. Eight mishpachos are not mentioned in Bamidbar that were mentioned earlier. Avheim hargu mimenu, and even some of the families of Levi were killed. Arba, la'amrari li'itzhari la'chevron iluzi'eli. They weren't totally decimated, and they grew back into families, as it says in Divrei Yamim. Emasaychazu mimei David, hadu d'chsiv yifrach b'yam of tzadik v'rav shalom ad b'li yareach. Right, that pasuk is in Tehillim. But they grew back. Amru migarim lanu l'adam halalu. So they thought to themselves, after everything calmed down, they said, why are we zochet this terrible civil war? Amru shlo asinu chesed emosot tzadik. It must be we weren't maspid Aaron HaKohen properly enough. Even though Chazal say that called Beis Yisrael, got to figure out how that fits in with this Chazal. V'yashvu, v'kashru, hespidu, v'gamlu, v'sadeh chesed. They gave more chesed where they had run back to, which is Mosera. And what happens? V'he'ela lo'alein hamakom ki'ilu me'sham. So it's ki'ilu. They felt that Aaron died there. V'nikbar sham and buried there, v'gamlu, v'sadeh chesed. Even though it was really har-har. But they went backwards and they redid the hesped. So that's why they did this again. Okay, we'll have to stop here.